GOP censures blood on your hands, transgender Democrat Zoe Zephyr. By Neil Monroe on April 27, 2023. Republican legislators have barred Montana's transgender state representative Zoe Zephyr from the state house after he suggested to GOP legislators their child protection rules would spill blood on your hands. The implied threat came as Zephyr vociferously opposed a series of draft laws that shield children and adults from the medical and civic hazards within the elite-backed, society-scrambling, transgender ideology, he said. This body should be ashamed. If you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands. On Wednesday, GOP legislators led the 68-32 vote to bar Zephyr from the House for the remainder of the session. Zephyr will be allowed to cast votes. It was inciting, and that's no way to operate. In the People's House, the Republican House Speaker Matt Regeer told reporters after the vote. Zephyr did not want to operate within the rules, Regeer added. Zephyr's suggestion of violence comes just 3 weeks after the media downplayed the claimed transgender identity of a young woman who murdered 3 adults and 3 kids in a Nashville school. The threats of violence from pro-transgender individuals are rising as Americans increasingly oppose the revolutionary ideology. The transgender ideology says governments should forcefully suppress civic and legal recognition of the two different and complementary differences between the two sexes. The regressive goal creates new dangers for Americans' physical and mental health and for the preservation of the single-sex activities that help men and women, gays and lesbians, simultaneously compete and cooperate in a chaotic democracy. Despite the stakes, progressives in the nation's establishment media is rushing to defend Zephyr and her passive voice threat of violence. The Washington Post reported on April 26. The letter Zephyr received from 3 Republicans in the Montana House, Speaker Matt Regeer, Speaker Pro Tem Ron DeKnudsen and Majority Leader Sue Vinton, says the chamber will determine whether Zephyr's conduct Monday violated the rules, collective rights, safety, dignity, integrity, or decorum of the House of Representatives, and whether she should face any disciplinary consequences for those actions. Montana transgender lawmaker silenced, what to know, said an April 25 headline from the Associated Press. The ABC TV network declared on April 26, I rose up in defense of my community that day, speaking to harms that these bills bring that I have firsthand experience knowing about. I have had friends who have taken their lives because of these bills. I have fielded calls from families in Montana, including one family whose trans teenager attempted to take her life while watching a hearing on one of the anti-trans bills, she said on the House floor. Montana House to vote on disciplining transgender lawmaker, said the April 26 headline in the New York Times. I have been informed that during tomorrow's floor session, there will be a motion to either censure or expel me, Ms. Zephyr said on Twitter. I've also been told I'll get a chance to speak. What we know about Montana House silencing first transgender lawmaker, said the April 26 headline at Axios.com. PsNews.com reported Zephyr's claims on April 25. I think what we're seeing is that when marginalized communities, communities who are impacted the most by legislation, rise up and speak to the harm, whether it's me speaking on trans issues, whether it's young black men speaking on gun violence. Those folks in power, particularly on the far right, do not want to be held accountable for the real harm that these bills bring. Representative Zoe Zephyr's town feels divided from rest of Montana, said an April 26 Associated Press article on TheHill.com. Zephyr was elected with 80% of the vote in November in her heavily liberal district, which runs through the oddly aligned section of central Missoula known as the Slant Streets and stretches to the doorstep of the University of Montana, the 7,000-student school that has long fueled the town's liberal sensibility. Many polls show the public is increasingly opposed to the transgender ideology. For example, a Rasmussen poll of 1,041 adults, released on April 18, showed that 54% of Americans support a Bud Light boycott following the Brewers' decision to hire a transgender spokesman. The boycott backers include 53% of men, 57% of white respondents, 66% of Republicans, and 57% of people under age 40, the poll reported.